Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.
All right. I have been waiting for this for many weeks. I was waiting for the Endless Pasta Pass to go on sale. I was waiting once we got the Pasta Pass for it to arrive in the mail. It has arrived, and now Christine has arrived. And Christine is the person that we are giving and bestowing the Pasta Pass onto. Christine, thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
Oh, no, thank you very much for having me here. I really appreciate it.
And we were introduced to you, when was this, Jared? Probably this a couple maybe, months ago?
Yeah, I would say 2 or 3 months ago. You sent us a letter.
Yeah, you sent us a letter into Channel Q. And let's just talk about what you wrote in that letter and just a little bit about you and your story.
I was my dad's caregiver for a number of years. He was a hardworking man, and his health troubles kind of got the better of him. So I had to step in and put my life on pause. And me being trans and me being just focusing on him, my life kind of went to the back burner, but I was really happy to help him out. And he was the only member of my family who really knew me. I spent my life with him since he got me out of foster care. I have a whole background of kind of family problems and troubles, and he went into a lot of debt. So with all the problems going on, I did my best to kind of be there for him. And now that unfortunately he passed away recently, I was kind of left at the mercy of my extended family, who definitely have, you know, their own issues and judgments. So
About you being a trans woman.
Yeah, trans woman. And also my mom, you know, she's Hispanic, and my dad's side of the family was Caucasian. So I wasn't alive when all that was happening, since them meeting each other was before I was born, but I guess they had bad blood. But so I'm dealing with kind of the mess and aftermath of that. And I had to rely on them. But in this case, they kind of told me, well, when your lease is up in the place that you and your dad were living at, that's kind of the end for you. Just figure out your own life. And by the way, any damages or problems with the lease, like, you're responsible for that too. And it was just kind of a big, difficult mess. But
So they were going to kick you out and make you liable for any damages in a house that
6 years
that there. 6 years of living there. Well, that's just lovely.
Yeah,
and you hadn't been able to work because you're taking care of your dad.
Yeah, and when someone goes into the hospital and you're a caregiver through the state, you know, they're not at home for you to give care to, so you don't get paid. And when they pass away, that's the end of the assignment with your job with them. So had to get a new job, new place to live, and then rekindle relationships with my mom, you know, see if I can, you know, rely on her. Slowly working on that, trying to rely on friends about where to go to soon once the lease is up. So
right now the lease is still in effect, or when does it end?
And a half.
Okay, you have a week and a half left before you need to be out of that house. Do you have any leads as far as where you're going to go next? Like you said, you've been talking to some friends.
Yeah, I mean, couch surfing was my first hope, you know, and then see if my mom and I can kind of reconnect and if she's willing to take me in, because I've been working on getting a job, and I think that I got considered. They said they're willing to give me the 90-day a retail job. I recently just got one, so
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. That must be a relief.
It's nice. It's a good start. Never been there before, because I mean, going from managing someone's life and being at home to, you know, running a register of folding clothes, kind of a different shift.
Managing jeans is very different.
Yeah, so different for me, but it's a good start, and slowly I'll build from there. But yeah, my plan was friends, see if I can reconnect with my mom, and then yeah, I mean, all my dad's stuff I put in storage, the stuff I could sell, I sold, you know. So
I kind of want to hang here for a second, though, because you're on the radio right now and you're looking for a job. What kind of background do you have? What kind of job are you looking for?
Oh, well, being my dad's caregiver, I managed his daily routine, his medications, his appointments, his transportation needs, took care of, you know, everyday normal stuff like, you know, washing, laundry. If you got a cramp, I'll massage it. You need to run an errand, go to the pharmacy.
Southern California. I think there are plenty of openings for people who would like you to do their laundry and manage their lives for them.
Yeah.
So what kind of job are you looking for?
If like a personal assistant or a secretary, receptionist, something like that, because I'm good with people and helping other people kind of manage their routines or their expectations, really.
So hopefully someone in the Los Angeles area that might hear your story might want to reach out to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
And we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about you. Mm-hmm. And then we've got something to give you.
Yeah, we're going
to
learn a little bit more about what you're going to order at the Olive
exactly.
Garden.
Exactly. Oh, yes. What we would be ordering at the Olive Garden. All those things are coming up next. You're listening to Drop the Subject with Jared and Allie on the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Drop the Subject. We'll be right back. The new Channel Q.
All right, Allie and Jarrett here with you on the new Channel Q, and we're here with Christine, our new best friend. She is the person who is the recipient of our Olive Garden Never Ending Pasta Pass, which we worked very hard on getting. You know, the day that we did this, Christine, we had four computers in here. We were all in the digital waiting room trying to snag one of these things. And our mission from the beginning was to give it to someone in need, and you have fallen on some hard times. Like you explained a moment ago, you have a week and a half in your place before you will essentially be homeless unless you find somewhere more permanent to live. And you have a lead on a job, but it's not really the field that you want to go in.
No, not entirely.
And so you're going to be couch surfing, and then what? Do you need help? Do you just want to stay with me? Can you stay with me? You can definitely stay with us. Like,
what else? Talk to us about the things that you need.
Well, wouldn't everyone love to win the lotto, right?
Or something? I mean, but, girl, tell me about it.
I mean, to be honest, I don't. Well, first of all, thank you for fighting that war for me for the pasta pass.
Oh, it's amazing. Hey, you know what? It was the only war I really know how to fight.
Thank you, but
food wars.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't really have super grand aspirations. Just like a decent job and nice little room to live in, and I'll be good from there, because, you know, I've had it rough and tough from the beginning, so I'm not trying to hustle and make something extra out of it, just trying to get by, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm always curious about people's coming out stories, but we have a couple of minutes. But tell me about your trans journey. Like, how did this begin for you?
Oh yeah, well, since I was young, people kind of confused me. You know, they said they weren't really sure of my gender, and you know, a lot of when people just thought, oh, you're a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really understand the separation of gender, because I led a pretty isolated, sheltered life before I went into the system, you know, because my family, parents especially, were not a good match together. So all the kids got taken away, that sort of thing. But when I ended up in the system, and particularly as a teenager later on in a group home in Hollywood, I met trans women there. You know, they were a little bit older than me, older teens, and they kind of introduced me, oh, there's options, you know, like if you feel kind of stuck in between, you know, your gender identity, exploring that, you got options. And they introduced me to the community here, the LGBT community, of course. And then I thought, yeah, I could do that. That works for me, because, you know, gave me more of a concrete idea of, oh, this is who I am, what I can become, what I want to be, and more security in myself. And, you know, knowing that I'm not the only one who's kind of thrown into this confusion.
Sure.
Yeah, and then because I was in the system, my parents didn't really have much say, you know, because I was just doing it on my own, you know, at 14, 15, figuring it out, going to hospitals, doctors, therapists. And so I found my way, and when I reconnected with my family, it was already like, well, this is who I am. And my dad was accepting, and my mom kind of thought it was alien, but I made it through, and thankfully my dad was really supportive, so...
Well, and awesome. I know some of that stuff can be very financially hard.
Absolutely.
To go to all those appointments and do all that stuff.
Yeah, it's no joke.
Yeah. Well,
all right, so we've got good news.
We've
got something nice.
A little box in front of me. I was so happy to get this in the mail. It arrived this week. It is the Never Ending Pasta Pass. I am unveiling the box now. It's got
Ta-da.
Your name on it.
Thank you.
And it's got a little card in here that'll Aww. Explain the rules. So,
my name and everything?
Yes, it's got your name on it. It has to have your name on it. They're very strict about it being the person that it has their name on the card. So you must present your ID with the card when you bring it in.
Okay.
When you are ready to order, you just show your pasta pass, show your photo ID, then choose your pasta, your sauce, and your topping. And this starts officially on Monday. This is September 23rd through November 24th. So you're basically good up to Thanksgiving.
Heck yeah.
And you can pick a pasta. There's a lot to choose from here. You can pick between a fettuccine, spaghetti, rigatoni, Angel hair, Cavatappi. Never heard of that.
Cavatappi's awesome. It's got that cool, like, shaped part. Yeah, never mind.
Is that
sorry.
What it is?
Go on.
Gluten-free rotini. So if you're, are you gluten-free? Do you have any dietary restrictions?
I'm good. That's my figures, at least in my worries.
Oh my
right
gosh.
Now.
If she said that she was gluten-free, all of a sudden, I would have been devastated.
But Olive Garden's thought of that. They have options now. Aww. And then you could also get the linguine. You can get the, and then you pick a sauce. You got your creamy roasted garlic, your creamy mushroom.
Are you slipping into an accent here?
Your What's traditional marinara, your five cheese marinara, your traditional meat sauce, and your Alfredo. Then you add a topping, which can be garden veggies, meatballs, Italian sausage, man. Crispy chicken frita, grilled chicken, and crispy shrimp frita. And on top of all that,
oh my gosh,
endless soup or salad and breadsticks.
Oh my gosh.
Very, very exciting. So this
endless soup and salad.
And I know there are a couple Olive Garden locations that are relatively close to you, right?
Yeah, we did some research. We know there are two that are equidistant from your area. Yeah. So, yeah.
What do you think your first meal is going to be, Christine?
Well, as much as they'll give me, right? I'll just stack it up. Right? Why not, right?
What's your favorite pasta?
I love Alfredo sauces and
who doesn't?
Nice.
Yeah, anything with that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Christine,
thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure to meet you and get to know more about you.
Yep. You have 8 weeks of free pasta.
There you go.
I'll be ordering new dresses.
Thank you.
And hey, invite us along. We'll pay our own way, of course.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a pleasure to get to know you. And thank you so much for being willing to share your story with us.
And thank you for listening. A lot of people, out there really didn't give me a chance, but you guys really came through for me. So, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. I mean, Channel Q, too, trying to give everybody a voice.
There we go.
Yeah. Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.